Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and it's amazing to think about, but the legendary Charlie Daniels, great friend of this program, great friend of the military, this July 6th, it'll be 2 years since his passing, which is unbelievable to think about. Spent his career supporting the military, of course, and David Corlew takes up that cause, longtime manager and co-founder of the Journey Home Project, joins us here. David, how are you?
I'm doing great, Randy. I appreciate it so much, having the conversation this morning. We're doing good. It's been that 2 years since Charlie passed. It seems like it seems like eternity sometimes.
Right.
Sometimes it just seems like yesterday. So we all know that feeling when we lose a loved one. And I spent 47 years with him. So I spent my entire adult life with him, and miss him every day. We just miss him every day here.
Oh, I'll bet, you know, and well, you talk about losing someone close to you, but I mean, also losing your business partner, losing your, you know, the guy that you worked with every single day. And you guys devoted to not only the music, but also the cause for the veterans and the military. And, you know, you have taken such a great stand on that, David. I'm sure Charlie is smiling down on you because, you know, this was such a cause important to his heart. And I don't think you, between you and Hazel, you never let this even lapse a day, did you?
Well, we didn't want to, because it's obviously Charlie loved all veterans. He had such a incredible respect for them. And, you know, it was hard to find someone, and obviously being in business with him too, you know, him and I were kind of a ragtag kind of team anyway. And, you know, we were kind of a quick response team. We'd like to get stuff done. So, it made a lot of sense, but, Charlie, I mean, here was a guy that remembered Pearl Harbor. And so he, you know, obviously lived through that Pearl Harbor, Korean War, Vietnam War. And so this man, my favorite Charlie story was that on June, he was out of school. I think he was 7 or 8 years old. You know, in the old days, I don't know what it's like now, but you got out of school in May and you went back in September.
Right.
But he was out of school. And obviously for a kid 8 years old, that meant 7, 8 years old, it meant that you got to sleep in, you know, now that you didn't have to get up and go to school. And his mom woke him up on a Wednesday morning and said, "Get up, Charles." And he goes, "Mom, I don't have to go to school." And she says, "No, but we're going to church." And he goes, "Why are we going to church on Wednesday?" And she said, "Because we're going to pray for the soldiers landed on the beach at D-Day." And so that was his first, you know, reality of war and combat. So that hung with him. And then, of course, they sunk ships off the coast of Wilmington during World War II, the German.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, U-boats and stuff. So he was impacted all the way. So the veterans really were a big, big part of his heart, as well as, you know, what he wanted to accomplish in his career.
Yeah, we're talking to David Corlew here on the National Defense, Charlie Daniels, longtime manager and co-founder of the Journey Home Project. And Dave, let's talk about this project a little bit because, you know, like I talked about, you guys have done such a great job keeping this thing going. And you've got a special little initiative that you're trying to get to by the 4th of July, right?
Yeah, we are. It kind of came as I don't know where it really came from, except that we knew that obviously we're in our second year of being without Charlie, and we wanted to do something. We wanted to challenge ourselves. It wasn't so much about challenging anybody else but ourselves, and obviously suicide has become, as we readdress what veterans' needs are in this day and time. Obviously, in theory, there's no war going on. We all know that there's men and women fighting and standing in the gap every day.
Everywhere.
For United States proper, there's not a war. Yep. So what veterans' needs are is changing. But the suicide deal, the 22 lives plus.
Every day. 22 every day. Per day.
And that going on, and we go, you know, it's been, I think it's obviously the biggest challenge that we face today, anyone that's involved with the military, with veterans support in any way. This is a pandemic in itself. And so we want to, it's 22 is the number. And so we wanted to challenge ourselves. 22,000 is a challenge. But we didn't feel like that was very admirable in the case of honoring Charlie. So I made what seems to have been a hard commitment. We decided to raise $220,000 between Memorial during mid May and 4th of July. And so everybody said, you're nuts, you're crazy. And because we're a small organization, small, with no staff, practically just a few of us doing it full time. But you know, I think we're a little over halfway. I hadn't looked lately. I don't want to jinx myself, but we're about halfway there, which is a lot more than I thought we would be. We have some commitments out there, but you know, those kind of things you can't spend. And, so, you know, we're going to try to hit $220,000 by the 4th of July. And it's tough right now. Gosh, Randy, you know, the country, the shape we're in, and paying gas prices and everything's over, you know, out of touch and over the roof, so to speak. So, you know, we hope we can hit that mark. If not, we'll make an impact, and what money we do raise, we'll make a difference in some way. But we're not quitting.
Well, you know, Dave, you talk about the gas prices. How about this? How about you stay home for a day, and that money that you would spend on gas, give it to the Journey Home Project, Charlie Daniels Journey Home Project, and help grow that number to $220,000. You know, what is the best way, the easiest way for people to donate?
The easiest way is to go on the Charlie Daniels Project, the Charlie Daniels Journey Home Project.org. So that's the Charlie Daniels Journey Home Project.org. First thing you see is a donate button. And if you go on there, we've got some t-shirts that we're giving away with $50 donations. Obviously, there's shirts you can buy, but with a $50 donation, we have a selection of shirts, the 22 a day shirt. It's a great looking shirt. Obviously, it's right there on the site too. Our associate director, Jennifer Bocook, created a great shirt. And so, you know, we take nickels, dimes, quarters, whatever, however you can send it in the mail. But yeah, the easiest way is going online and hitting that site.
David, I'm looking at some pictures here of you and Charlie. And does your mustache have its own address?
I always said that mustache picks up everything but money. I've had it a long time. There's nobody really except my brothers and sister that have ever seen me without it, even my kids. So I've had it. It's 40 plus years old. So
well, happy anniversary. Yeah,
well, thank you. I'm getting ready to, you know, if I ever have to go undercover, I'm just going to shave my mustache.
That's all you'd have to do.
No one will know me. No one will know me, but I've had it a long time.
We're talking to David Corlew here in the National Defense and the Charlie Daniels Journey Home Project. David, tell me the craziest show. I mean, obviously, Volunteer Jam that you guys did for so many years that it also benefited veterans and farmers. Charlie always had a heart for everybody, and so do you. Give me an idea of the craziest show that you guys ever did.
Well, gosh, that I don't know if I can hand pick. You know, there were a variety of crazy shows we did back in the 70s when I first started. I went to work for Charlie in 1973. In that era between the early 70s and you know, up in the 80s. There were a lot of festivals, the outdoor festivals,
right?
And they were festivals before there were nice roofs and nice stages, and people put some thought into where they were going to build that stage, and most of them turned into 3-day mud baths.
But, right, I remember those.
We played one in Slidell, not Slidell, but in Missouri somewhere. And I think there were like 250 or 60,000 people.
Oh,
there.
My
the
gosh.
Eagles were headlining, and
oh, wow.
Marshall Tucker Band and us. And we got in there, and it rained so hard that they had put the stage in a place where none of our buses could get out. So we were stranded there for an extra day or so.
Oh, my gosh.
Just trying to get our equipment and gear out. But boy, it varied. Obviously, some of those crowds were big crowds. And then at home here, our volunteer jam was a pretty wild night. We would have up to 40-45 acts. That it would start at 6 o'clock in the afternoon, and we would play music till midnight. And you could see anybody from Billy Joel to Roy Acuff to Vince
wow.
Gill to Garth Brooks. And those were long, long nights, and crazy in a good way. It was just
right.
As we would say, a plethora of music and a plethora of good times. So those were crazy shows. 2005, we were flying back into Baghdad. We were over entertaining the troops downrange and coming back into Baghdad at 2 a.m. and took some ground fire
and
an RPG had to do some maneuvers to get back on the ground. Of course, we were all asleep and we were in a Chinook and it slung us around. So that was a hard show to get to
yeah.
and get back from.
Yeah.
But it's really been a wonderful ride. We had a wonderful ride together. Charlie was a great guy. One thing I do want to get in while we are talking is that it 2 weeks after Charlie passed away, Chris Young, who I had gone to Iraq with on a film
sure.
trip with him. But Chris Young came to me after the funeral and told me, if there's anything I can do, I'm not trying to replace Charlie, but if I can help you in any way. And since he stepped in, Chris has been with us a little over a year and a half. And we've raised over $1 million with Chris.
Wow.
Chris has been a wonderful asset. And obviously he loved Charlie and Charlie loved him. And besides being one of the great country singers of all time, he's such a patriot and such a giving person. And you know, it's been friends like that, friends like you, Randy, that have helped us keep afloat and carry on Charlie's mission that he so dearly believed in and loved.
Well, okay, since you bring that up here, David, I was going to ask you about this. Is there any thought at all of taking somebody like a Chris Young and some others and maybe not recreating, but reimagining that volunteer jam concept and, you know, kind of an annual event?
Well, you know what we've done? We Chris actually helped us with a couple, one prior to Charlie's passing. We relaunched it about 5 years ago, and we did it 3 years in a row, and Chris was a part of two of those. And we're actually getting ready. Charlie and I also started an independent label 25 years ago and Blue Hat Records, and that's still going. And we're getting ready. We found, you know, it's kind of the lost vault, the lost tapes in the vault. We have found the original audio to the first volunteer jam.
Oh, wow.
And it was done October 4th, 1974. So we're getting ready to release that in August. And
that's cool.
Yeah, it's great music. And that at that point, we just invited some friends to come up, and we were playing Nashville and we wanted some friends. It was like a 2,000-seat venue, and Dickie Betts from the Allman Brothers and Toy Caldwell from the Marshall Tucker Band
yeah.
and Paul Riddle and a bunch of those guys came up, and we had a wonderful night, and it created, you know, it started a legendary musical event that, you know, really was never, I mean, there was no other event like this with the amount of acts. And obviously now they have all the big events and they spend millions and millions of dollars. But Volunteer Jam was born just out of friendship and the desire to play music. And so it's
that started it all.
Yeah. it started it all. So we're looking forward to doing that. So we're doing everything we can to try to keep Charlie's his status, his legendary, not a legendary, his patriotic, his yeah. patriotic attitude, his mission. You know, he believed in God, country, the military. You know, he just we want to keep that alive.
Absolutely.
Well, vibrant person.
We don't have enough of that anymore. That's absolutely for sure. And you know, when you think back about the time that Charlie was born in, that's how everybody used to be, you know?
Yeah.
And so, and Charlie just, identified with that. And I would encourage everybody, I mean, go to charliedanielsjourneyhomeproject.org, charliedanielsjourneyhomeproject.org, make a donation, get to that goal of 220,000 by the 4th of July in the efforts to end veteran suicide. And David, I just can't thank you enough. We got to get Chris on the program.
Let's do that.
Let's do that.
We can certainly do that, man. I went to Iraq with him, and I think in 2009 with him and Craig Morgan on a film project. And man, he was just a delight. It was one of the first times I had met him. And we had become friends, and obviously he became closer friends with Charlie, you know, being in the business, and just a great time, and it's really helped out. As you know what, that's been helpful, but a $20 donation is helpful, and a $5 right. donation yep. is helpful. And, yep. and if not, just spread the word that our veterans need to be taken care of. Obviously some of them have done well. But some of them struggle. So that's our mission.
Hey, everybody always asks us, what can we do for veterans? Well, this right now, I mean, yeah. it's a very easy thing to do. You go to charliedanielsjourneyhomeproject.org, whatever you can give, be appreciated. David, thank you so much for what you're doing. And thank you for taking the time today.
Man, God bless you, Randy, and all that you do and your team. And thank you so much for giving us this time.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense. And you never-